fantasy and the terrors of the unknown. Because it is frankly, or do you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, hear you utterly and sincerely. Turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back, everyone. It's only a couple more days till Halloween. We're finishing up our Voices of Doom that we've been playing all the month of October. We've heard from Bela Lugosi, Boris Karloff, Peter Lorre. We're finishing off with Vincent Price. If you're a fan of Vincent Price, I think you'll enjoy this show because we've got two, instead of just the one, two episodes today. We're going to hear from Price of Fear. Our first episode is titled To My Dear, Dear Saladin. That'll be followed up with An Eye for an Eye.
The Price of Fear. Vincent Price presents Edward Woodward and Annette Crosby in To My Dear, Dear Saladin by William Ingram. Vincent Price.
Hello and welcome. Cats of the family Carnivora, the domestic variety. The ancient Egyptians worshipped them. The Chinese painted and wrote poems about them. In the Middle Ages, they were considered the familiars, the soulmates of witches and sorcerers. Tabbies, Persians, Siamese, Manx. Even the naming of them can usually be guaranteed to cause a feeling of either near worship or positive aversion. But take it from me, the pampered pet is still alive and well and living at... But you don't need me to tell you. I guarantee you won't have to look far. But what happens when the cat beloved outlives its master, mistress? What if instead of being put down, rehoused, arrangements have already been made to allow it to continue its reign in its own familiar surroundings? It can happen. In the story I'm about to tell you, it did. When her great-aunt Hester died, Emily wasn't at all surprised to come into her estate, not only as nearest living relative. Emily had always been a firm favorite ever since childhood. As for her husband, Freddy, he, not to mention an ever-growing number of creditors, had positively grown to depend on the bequest. No, not even Aunt Hester's open hostility was going to keep him away from that will reading.
Yeah. Well, all in order.
Well, thank God for that.
Please, Freddy.
Oh, very much as expected. A few somewhat eccentric charities in which your great aunt's preference for animal as opposed to human society comes well to the fore.
The more I see of people, the better I like my dog, eh?
Freddy.
Quite. However, to my much-beloved great-niece, Emily Louisa Stanhope, I do give and bequeath my home, Longbridge Manor, together with contents and the remainder of my estate, real and monetary, whatsoever.
Damn good. Congratulations, old girl.
But upon the following sole condition.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Might have known the old hag would have kept some trick up her sleeve. It stands to reason, doesn't it, eh? Not only right to the end, but beyond.
Freddy! I'm sorry, Mr. Forbes.
To my dear, dear Saladin.
I wish you wouldn't keep going on about it, dear.
All right, all right. Matter of fact, we came out of it bloody well.
We were all she had.
You were all she had. She hated my guts.
Oh, sure she didn't.
Oh, come off it, love. I mean, it was mutual. Let's not spill any tears. You hear me down there, you old nutter? Mutual!